Blog Talk Radio.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Now helping you excel in business and in life, here is business coach and show host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to our extended show, Business on the Edge Extended, where we extend the conversation from my AM 1220 KDOW radio show and iHeartRadio show, where we talk about it, brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine here in Silicon Valley. Thank you for tuning in to today's radio show here on BTR. And always want to thank our listeners from around the world. You are on different time zones than we are here in Silicon Valley. So it may be very, very late or very, very early. We appreciate your tuning in. If you want to dial into today's show, you can dial in at 1-516-531-9868, 516-531-9868. But we're not going to be here long. This is a Black History Moment. Black History Moment. I love stories. I love telling stories. I love looking at and learning stories. Stories of unsung heroes. Stories of our historic game changers, those that did something that contributed to our human existence in some sort of huge way that stood out in such a way that now we know them by name. They are a household name in our history, in our today's business, science, technology, big business, our presidents, all of these different game changers in some form or fashion. On July 15th, 1867, there was a baby born that would be a game changer, that would put into motion and be the first to become a bank president as a woman and as a woman of color. She would have this burden on her heart and in her being to make a difference in the Black community, make a difference with her people. She was born July 15th, 1867, in Richmond, Virginia. She was born after the Civil War, and she was born free. Maggie Lena Mitchell story plays an impact on my life, whether I had come to realize that or not, as a Black woman, as a woman who believed in the civil rights advancement, empowering Black Americans economically, the empowerment, and education. She loved teaching children. She was quoted saying, which she was quoting someone else, whomever that was, "Reading and writing is like the wind. You can go anywhere with it." And she learned to read and write. and became a part of the changes that would take place in history. A legacy so much that her home today, you could go out to the National Park Service, NPS.gov, and look her up, Maggie L. Walker, and we'll get to that. She married. And take a virtual tour of her home. The legacy she's left to preserve who she was and what she was endeavoring to achieve. And I feel compelled. She felt compelled. I feel compelled to stand on her shoulders and says, I wanna help do the same thing for my people, for African American people, for the Black community. It was important for her to make a difference. When she was 14 years old, she joined the Independent Order of St. Luke. And the Independent Order of St. Luke was to help Black families bury their dead, to help pay sick benefits, to come together and bring resources together to help one another, to band together as a community. She graduated high school when she was 16 years old. She became a school teacher, teaching Black children how to fly like the wind as they learn to read and write. She taught that grade school for 3 years, and at the time she was going to night classes. She was entrepreneurial. She wanted to start a business. She wanted more. And if you let her tell the story, she would tell you reading and writing allowed her to fly like the wind. She married Armstead Walker. They had 3 sons. One passed away as a baby. As she was a part of this Independent Order, which was a big part of her life. The Independent Order of St. Luke led her to starting a newspaper, establishing a newspaper called the St. Luke Herald. She wanted to sound a trumpet. She wanted to give her people a voice. She was the editor in chief of this newspaper. A year later, this is in 1902, and a year later, 1903, a year later, 1902, the newspaper, 1903, she opened a bank. In 1903, it is 2021 today, and we're facing, it almost feels like we're facing so many oppositions, and whether or not we're taking step backs, we can't take steps back. Get my words out. She started a bank, the St. Luke Penny Savings Bank, the St. Luke Herald newspaper. She became first president as a woman in the entire United States, a Black woman. She believed that the Black community could join together and succeed together. She went on to open a St. Luke's Emporium store, sold all kinds of things, clothing, goods, brooms, what you would find today in our emporiums, our stores. And she says this. She said this. These are her words. All of this was possible and working together and being a part of the St. Luke Order. And by the way, the Independent Order of St. Luke, she became the Grand Secretary. So she rose to different levels in that organization, helping, and it was a charity helping the Black community, self-help, she called it. And when she graduated high school, she went on to be such a big part of this organization, taking care of, because she could read and write, taking care of their business. The Order of St. Luke grew to over 100,000 members. Opened a bank when they said it couldn't be done. Sometimes you have to do the things that people say you can't do. Do it anyway. There's curves in our destinies. There's the roads in our life, they curve and they bend. And then there's straight roads. And you should study curves. Curves are very interesting in why they are in our roads. And there's different types of curves. And so she would take her curves and seize the opportunities. Or she would create the opportunities. Creating their own jobs for the Black community. Creating our own jobs. Important for success, to put together your hands, your brains, your might, and to create a legacy, creating jobs. In the early 1900s, she was on the board of the NAACP and the Urban League. She supported schools for young Black women. She said, there's no excuse to have folded arms that says, there's nothing else I can do. She said, no, there's always more that you can do. The dedication and determination. Her words, these are her words, with dedication and determination. United hearts, heads, and hands. Stand firm against injustice. Have courage and carry on. These are her words. Maggie Lena Walker died December 15th, 1934, 67 years old, and left a legacy of determination, Black unity, self-help, success. And in 1978, her home became a historic site. And like I said earlier, you can find that on nps.gov's website. The National Park Service. So much, so much going on.
90.
And so this episode of Black History Moment is dedicated to Maggie Lena Walker for her contribution to the Black community, to education, to valuing reading and writing. And I would say to you, don't fold your arms. Do something to make a difference. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business and finance talk radio show host here in Silicon Valley. Be good to someone out there.